There are many worlds in the multiverse. Some, like Kyrian, are islands alone, uninvolved with the greater struggles of the planes. Some places, like Sigil, are awash with the conflicts that rage across them from upper to lower. Wars between angels and fiends, or demons and devils, playing out in the streets. Others, like Tal'Dorei or Faerûn, are worlds of adventure and magic, where the darkest deeds and the greatest heroism lie side by side. But all have the same thing in common. They are worlds of adventure and daring. Join us now as we experience the strife and danger of the multiverse in D&D 5th edition.
Hello, welcome to the Cult of Tea and Dice. I am Bloody, and welcome to episode 6 of Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition, Baldur's Gate: Descent into Avernus. Episode 6, chapter 1. I am Bloody, as I already said. I am the DM for this evening. I also have some players, so starting in the order there on top of my screen here, we have Anil Porcupino.
Hi, I'm Il Porcupino, and I'm playing Adelaide Crane, the halfling assassin.
We have a Hardwick.
Hello, I'm Hardwick. I'm playing Salik, who is an owlin barbarian.
We have a Mordrigan.
Hello, I'm Mordrigan, and I'm playing Guariel, the fairy fighter.
We have an archive.
Hello, I'm playing Miri Brightwoods, who's a half-elf cleric.
And we have a Loka.
Hi, I'm Michael Sanders, and I am playing Amberhide, the Tabaxi Monk.
Okay, so can anyone recap us to what happened last time?
Let me check. I believe we might have started with a fight with a skeletal woman and a load of skeletal rats.
Yes, you did.
There was a lot of missing. Rats, Oz, the Master of Skulls, and then she hit, and she hit like the approach of some kind of train, which was unpleasant. We did manage to get some telling blows on her. Salik maxed damaged her at one point, and then I think basically Ladle just filled her full of pins until she fell over. We did nick the flail, because it had a silvery coating that we don't know what that is.
My note for that fight is, in its entirety, is scorn, you flail. This one, silver-coated skulls.
We did a lot of wandering about after that. She also had a locked black book on it, on her, which Ladle promptly opened, and it didn't go well. Person bodyguarding about opening random books. We then basically went on a magical mystery tour of this fucking cave system. We found sarcophaguses that were broken. We found sarcophaguses that had screaming axe-wielding barbarians on them. We found a lot of black sludge. We fucked up another altar to one of the dark gods. We did have to do a little bit of follow my leader in one section where there was a whole load of flammable gas, because two of us can't see in the dark. Ladle found a false bottom in one of the sarcophaguses and a load of gems, which was nice.
I'm sorry, I just you said false bottom and just, yeah.
Me too, yeah. Me too.
Bottoms.
It was an excellent false bottom. It had jewels in it.
It had a mummy in it.
And then we went round the corner and there was a lot of zombies. So we beat on those zombies quite a lot. I don't actually have if we finished all the zombies off.
Yes, you did finish all the zombies off.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, because you were then just like saying you weren't going to progress onto the next room from there. Because that was the end of the session.
That's where we're up to.
Yes, so there is a door in front of you.
Right. Shall I go first, as I'm there more heavily armoured?
All right.
Makes sense to me.
Okay, I will open the door into the new room.
Okay. The wall and floor of this room are covered in streaks and splashes of dried blood. Two dangling bodies are shackled to the east and south walls. One is an elderly male human, the other a young female tiefling. Both are covered in bloody gashes. Neither is moving. In the middle of the room is a sturdy wooden chair with a bloody whip draped over it. A bucket half filled with salt sits on the floor nearby.
Right. Are there any doors out of this room?
There is... Let me just take a little snippity-snip with the screen capture tool. Oh, hold on. Bongo cat's in the way. Move, bongo cat.
Ah. I've just received a message telling me that my Kickstarter pledge for Uh-Oh Dino has been taken. So I now have a board game that I can definitely play with Andreas.
Yay! Yeah, so I put that in the... Yeah, there is a door in the north, to the north.
Right. Miri, you might want to check these people to see if they're alive. I suspect they are not. I'm going to move to cover the other door while everybody else moves in.
Okay. I'll go and see if I can work out whether either of them are alive.
Okay, make me a medicine roll.
Well, that's going on. Are these, like, locked shackles, or are they, like, the you-can't-get-at-the-thing, but they're just a twist lock?
They have a lock that is designed to have a key go in them from the look of them.
Okay.
You might remember you got a key ring of keys off of one of those folks you killed earlier.
I rolled a 17 for medicine.
You rolled a 17. The human male is dead.
Well, I got the 17.
Yeah. The tiefling woman is unconscious.
I'm going to start trying keys.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you go through a few and eventually you are able to... Are you getting down just the lady who's alive, or are you also going to get down the dead body of the gentleman as well?
Priority is the living.
Okay, yep, you get her down.
Okay. I'm assuming the floor here isn't water?
No, it's a stone floor. Okay. As I said, it's got blood stains over it, so...
Laying her out on it carefully?
Mm-hmm.
Any sign of, like, broken bones and stuff?
I mean, she's covered in gashes.
She's covered in... gashes, she might have some... Basically, mechanically speaking, she is on 0 hit points. She is stable,
okay.
But she is on 0 hit points, so she is unconscious.
Cool. I might be using another spell slot.
Seems fair.
I don't use spell slots on the party. Only on the people we find.
In fairness, okay. The people we find tend to be more damaged.
This is true.
Although... Actually, I could use Channel Divinity instead, because that comes back quicker.
Your call?
So, basically, I pick any creatures within 30 foot of me, so I pick her, and I'm restoring 10 hit points to her with a blessing from Lathander, but it can't restore her to above half her hit point maximum.
Okay, yep, yeah, that's absolutely fine. It doesn't tell me what her... Well, I should just give... Technically, it does tell me what her hit point maximum is anyway, but it's enough to get her conscious, so... She takes in a deep gasp of air.
I mean, it's 10 hit points. It's more than we had when we came down.
Oh, well, yeah. She sits upright and just looking around.
Hello?
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God you're not them. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Please tell me you're here to rescue me.
Absolutely. We're here to rescue.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Thank you so much. Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Vendetta. Vendetta Kreese. Oh, God. Oh, God. I didn't think I'd get out of here alive. Oh.
Can you tell us what happened?
I was in the lower city. I work as a wine distributor for the Uthan family. I was just making a delivery and I was jumped. I just knocked unconscious. And when I woke up, I was here, and they were, they tortured me. They wanted information. They wanted information about, they asked me about the Uthans and their security arrangements. The man over there, she nods towards the deceased gentleman on the wall. They were asking him about the Jasso family. They're another patriarch family. I think he was a caravan coordinator for them or something. I kept drifting in and out when they were focusing on him.
They're asking, do you work for?
Well, they asked me who I worked for. I think they knew who I worked for. I think that's why they kidnapped me. They wanted information on the Uthun family and their security arrangements specifically. I think maybe they're going to attack the patriarch families, destabilize the city by taking out the ruling council. I don't know. I told them what I knew. I couldn't help myself.
What was the other family's name?
Jasso and Uthun.
If you want exact spelling, I'm getting the different web pages here. The Jasso family is Jhasso, and the Uthun are Oathon.
Oathon. Okay. Right. Both jumped in the lower city, or...?
I don't know where they got him. He was here before me. That's probably why he didn't survive.
Guario pipes up. They had somebody from Jasso in the other room, the gentleman we sent back.
Who?
I can't remember at this time, but I'm sure...
Klim. The guy's name was Klim.
Yes, but I won't be telling her that.
Okay, sorry, I wasn't sure if you were saying that out of character or not.
Because I just don't... Well, one, I really can't remember his name, but two, even if I did remember his name, I wouldn't be telling her that, because I don't trust her.
Fair.
Right, okay. This poses a problem, as we need to make sure there are no more of them in here.
Basically, you have a choice. If you think you can find your way out, and you're happy to do so, you can find your way out... Otherwise, you can come with us and we'll try to keep you safe.
I mean, how straightforward is the way back?
Not particularly.
I mean, I'm assuming...
It's somewhat complex, and there's a period where you would have to walk in the dark.
I'll stay with you for the moment, then. I'll stay back. I'm not much of a fighter at the best of times, and these aren't the best of times.
That's all right. If you stay near me, I'll try and keep you up.
Thank you. I don't know if it'll help at all, but I do remember something. From time to time, to the north, I'd hear a sound like a heavy stone door scraping open and closed, and then the sound of splashing footsteps. I mean, and I'm guessing most of the doors here are wooden, like, the ones in here, so maybe there's like a secret passageway somewhere to the north.
That would make sense. We came in through one such door.
That tracks. If they're hidden from the Flaming Fist, then they'd have to be using some kind of hidden passageways.
Yes, well, the Flaming Fist is exactly whose centers.
That tracks.
The disgust in Grail's voice is clear.
She does not seem surprised that you think the Flaming Fist suck.
Yeah. Right. So, Miri, Vendetta here will stay near you.
Yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Vendetta nods very thoroughly.
And this door here heads towards the north. So I suspect wherever we're going to go is likely where this hidden doorway is. Plus, if we're being honest here, we have seen two out of three priests of the dead three So I would not be surprised to find the third.
That would logically track. So you're opening the door to the north?
If everybody else... Oh, shit. I've just fired an orc head across the room. If everybody else is prepared, then yeah.
I'm fine with that. Do we have an overall map perspective of where we've been, or is that not easy to clip?
I can try and clip that. Give me just a moment.
And we did have the room that had the three doors in it. So
I think we've got one door left in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to work out where all the stuff we've done is in relation to everything else.
Okay, I'm just trying to check which bits you have and haven't done.
It would be really helpful if Zoom's persistent chats were actually persistent.
That would be really helpful. So you hadn't done the south door of the three doors, which was the Merkel door.
Mm-hmm.
You've done the Bane and Baal doors. The Baal door was the one you originally came in through, and then the Bane door was the one you've been through, which has taken you on this whole rigmarole.
Magical mystery tour.
Yeah, through the rest of the place.
Right, so we'll go through this north door, and then if we do not find anything, we can take... we're going to have to take our route back anyway, because we need to go through that south door.
Yeah.
Which had...
I was mostly wondering if we would end up coming back through it, effectively.
Potentially, I guess.
Well, it might circle round, you're not sure.
Well, let us go through this door and see where we get to.
Okay, so I posted in chat there. So, yeah, I think it's a C-shaped corridor leading round, and then there's further going off to the east from there.
Right. Jesus, it's windy outside. We haven't really had much in the way of traps so far, have we? So there's no particular reason why I would be being particularly cautious then. So I will just press on.
Okay, so you're carrying on round and then through to the east?
Yep.
Okay. Flip the next bit. So it leads into this little thing with two east doors and one to the south.
Hmm. Do we continue east?
Have a peek behind each one.
Quarry watches in horror as Ladle walks past him and opens the door. Fuck!
Which one are you going to?
The first one. The top east one.
The topmost one. Okay. Right, so you open that door. Four flickering torches in wall sconces light this particular collapsed crypt. An open sarcophagus in the middle of the area is filled to the brim with blood, with spillage streaking the sides of the sarcophagus and pooling around its base. A sarcophagus lid lies half buried under the rubble beneath it.
Nope. Close that one.
Okay.
Sarcophagus full of blood. Next.
Really? Lovely. I guess what's behind door number two then?
Two, yeah.
Is that going to be the lower of the east doors or?
Yep.
Okay. That's that one. Okay, this is another plundered, partially collapsed crypt. There are four armored guys quietly sleeping.
I very, very quietly pull the door back closed and go,
huh?
There's four armored guys on the other side of the door.
I see.
They're asleep.
Uh-huh, that's fine.
Did I see if there was another door behind them or anything? Is it just a cell
room? No, it's just a crypt. There's like a sarcophagus in there. It's like empty, smashed up. They're just sort of... They've got bedrolls. They're just sleeping. They are wearing their armor, but they are... And they've got weapons by their side, but they are sleeping, as best you can tell.
Did the door open inwards or outwards?
The door opened inwards.
Was there any other doors in that room?
Okay.
No.
Excellent.
I could probably go in and deal with the situation quietly.
That's exactly what I was about to suggest.
Seems so.
Can Can I do that?
Seems monstrous. Okay,
sorry?
They're asleep.
Yes. And we're going to make sure they don't wake up to try and kill us and Vendetta here, given they've already been torturing her.
It just seems terribly ungentlemanly, but I'll stay out here.
How to put this? In war, you find that ungentlemanly things happen more regularly.
Also, they're working for the Dead Three, so they're probably not on the up and up.
I suppose they are sleeping in armour, and that is terribly unnatural. But...
having done okay. it sucks.
Do what you wish. I will stay here.
As you will. I am not particularly stealthy. So
I am. So
yeah, you are.
I can sneak in and take care of those guys.
You are an amber hide, is. So I suggest that you two open the door and go in and do your bits, and I stay by the open door so that if it goes horribly wrong, I can just rush in. I don't know if Salik is particularly stealthy.
Let's see. Ish.
Ish. Well, it's better than my minus one, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Minus. Oh, no, actually, no, I'm a plus two with disadvantage because I'm wearing chainmail. So I'm just going to stand quietly by the door.
I'm trying to work out how I can best dispatch things whilst still being quiet. Because quarterstaff on helmet go bing.
Yeah, bing. Whereas my dagger does not go bing. So
indeed.
Shall I sneak in and see what I can take care of without waking anyone up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be available to provide immediate backup.
You will be behind me. Most definitely be first in the doorway. If Ladle is going in there on her own, I have to be.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So I'm going to sneak up to the first guy.
Okay. Maybe
do you want me to roll a general... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is 25.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. You are... as silent as a mouse.
Yeah. So I'll go up to the nearest guy and they're completely out, aren't they? So I can...
Yeah, mostly.
I've got to get my dagger out and go for the jugular.
Okay.
So first guy.
Right. Well, you don't need to roll to hit. You don't need to roll to hit.
Oh, that's good because I rolled a one.
Yeah.
I get to re-roll one of the ones, so I'm hoping that's the one out of the way.
Yeah. So I was looking. Fifth Ed doesn't actually technically have a rule necessarily on this. But looking at some suggestions people have made on Reddit, I know, Reddit, there is 3.5, you have a coup de grace rule. So I'm going to adopt that for this because this is more than just like this is coming. So the rule is this: you will automatically hit, you will automatically score a critical, and you add your sneak attack damage, if you have sneak attack, which you do. Right, and if that doesn't outright kill them, they will have to make a fortitude save, or they will immediately die.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, basically, what's the damage you do for a critical with sneak attack? With
a
dagger,
lot.
In this case.
My dagger is 1d4 plus 4, plus 6 so plus 8. 2, which is plus my proficiencies, which is plus 8, plus a d6 for my sneak attack.
Right. So a d4, a d6, and 8.
Well, no, wouldn't it be
and
2d4 and 2d6 plus 8? Because with critical, you get double the damage.
Okay, so it's 2d4, 2d6, plus 12.
Yes, that sounds right.
Yep.
So if you'd like to roll that, please.
I haven't rolled a d4 in ages. 6, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, plus 4, 15, 19, 20, 21, 27?
Yeah, he's dead.
I think.
You slit his throat.
Excellent. Next.
Okay.
Let's sneak over to the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
Same again?
Yep.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11, 21,
23. Yep, you slit his throat.
Next. That was more on the dice, so.
Okay, that was even more. Yeah,
even more. Yeah.
Yeah, you slit his throat. Basically, get more than 22 and they're gone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I've got 12 before I even roll.
Okay, yeah, so it's fairly, yeah, you'd have to roll quite badly to fuck it up. Yeah, you have slit four men's throats while they sleep.
Hooray, we're the heroes.
I know, I'm just
focusing on them. We're the contractors.
Not really. They're wearing standard armor. They've got a mace. They've got a couple of them have longbows. Nothing exciting. Nothing particularly interesting.
Okay.
No money.
I clean my dagger. I do look a little shaken by having done that, but as I wipe off my dagger and put my dagger away, I look at the young lady that we've just rescued. Vendetta. And I just kind of, I kind of nod quietly to myself a little, but I don't look happy about what I've done at all. But
she doesn't look happy either, but she does nod back at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guario, meanwhile, just sort of nods to himself and moves towards the southern of the two eastern doors. If this was me...
No, that was the southern of the eastern doors.
Oh, there's just northern of the eastern doors.
Then. Okay.
I would suspect that this might be the same sort of thing, so we might want to be quite careful here.
Northern of the eastern doors was blood sarcophagus. We've got the south to go.
Oh, the south, right, okay. Yeah. Four flickering torches in wall sconces illuminate this crypt, the middle of which is occupied by an open stone sarcophagus. The sarcophagus bears no carvings or other ornamentation, but is full of humanoid skulls and bones. Six dusty, empty bedrolls lie on the floor around it.
Are there any doors out of that room?
Nope, it's just it's another single way-in-out mausoleum.
Excellent. Time to head back down the road we came.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd quite like to put this place behind us.
Should we do something about the sarcophagus full of people's skulls? It looks like the sort of thing you do if you were a skull-worshipping god.
Can I do a knowledge religion to work out whether or not this is an altar?
Make a knowledge religion roll, yeah.
It's the wrong planet for me to be... Well, wrong plane of existence for me to be getting involved in that.
18.
Yeah, you are pretty sure that's an altar. Makes sense. This is Bane area. Or it might be it's either a Bane or a Baal thing. You're not entirely sure, but yeah, it's definitely they've kind of created an altar using what they've got, which, you know, is an empty sarcophagus and a place full of bones.
Alrighty then. Do you count bones to floor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can if you want.
Anything that will disrupt its alterness and functionality thereas.
Okay. Yep, you can do that. Takes a couple of minutes. So I assume you're not being uberly subtle about it, so.
No. Yeah. The only people who might have cared about it are dead.
Hmm?
While they're doing that, I'll go up to the young Vendetta and just offer her some rations and some water and stuff and just like make sure she's okay and as comfortable as she can be.
Thank you.
I think...
She definitely seems shaken. She's holding herself together.
I'll say
for
to
now.
Her... I do kind of gently pat her on the arm and say, it's not the sort of thing I usually do. I usually wouldn't take care of business quite like that. But I think it's safe to say they had it coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they definitely had it coming.
Alrighty then. I guess Guariel up front for the way back?
Yes, I'm fine with that until we reach the section where we have to put the lanterns out.
Lights out, yeah.
At that point, it would become... less productive, shall we say, for me to be in front.
Just as you're walking back, can I get perception rolls, please?
I mean,
perception.
Minor. Oh, no. Shit, though.
Broke my dice. Jail.
My God. 17.
Oh, no.
Okay. So I rolled an 18. So I've got 17.
Okay.
Wait, what?
I find my feet.
You have feet?
I do.
I got 12.
Okay. Salik?
I'm on 17.
Miri?
Nice.
I was 17 as well.
Okay. So yeah, the three of you spot the as you're coming back from there, the sort of the north part of the corridor coming out of the torture chamber, you notice on the ground a sort of scoring like stone scraping on stone.
Aha.
And you remember Vendetta did mention there being something, her hearing what sounded like a stone door opening.
Hey, look.
Ooh.
Scrape marks.
I start poking around the door to see if I can find a button.
Yeah, you...
Or a loose stone.
Yeah, you fairly quickly find a stone that swings open. And leading into, let me just... You're actually getting a little sneaky peek of the DM version of the map there with markings and everything.
Dear God.
The S is the secret door, and you can head north into another watered area.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Does it look like another bathhouse?
No, this is a yet more sewer. You do see... let me just work out exactly how far that would be. 35 feet or so ahead of you, you see a figure holding a torch. He is looking off to the west, so he hasn't spotted you just yet.
What's he dressed in?
He is wearing... he's wearing the same armor as the four guys who just got their throat slit.
I see. I charge him.
Okay. Roll for initiative.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm on 17.
Okay. Right, so. Anyone got more than 20?
Nope, I actually rolled. Oh, I rolled a 20.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, so Ladle is on 20.
24.
Oh, 24. Sorry, yeah, true. Roll a 20, then yeah, you'd get. Okay, anyone? Okay, 20, 19, 18?
Yeah, yeah.
18 for that by Salik and Miri?
Yes.
Jesus, we're fast today.
Yeah, quick on the draw. Okay. And you were on 17, was it, Guario?
Yep.
Okay, so that just we'll leave Vendetta out of it. She's just hiding in a corner. Right, so that just leaves Amberhide. Where are you?
10.
You're on 10. That is the same as the cultist, but you will go before him because you are a player character.
Yay, special.
Well, you've got to have some perks. Okay.
I'm really hoping he's dead before that point.
Ladle, there's a guy 35 feet in front of you with a torch.
Yep, I'm going to move so he's within range, which is 25 feet, so 10 feet. I can do that, I think.
Okay, if give me a second, while I will give you guys a better view of what the room itself looks like. Okay, that is the room.
Cool.
Which way do we come into that?
You come in from the south.
Through the secret door, the guy is looking
off to the west.
Looking off to the west, where it turns around the corner to the west.
Okay.
I'm assembling images. I can provide you a composite in a minute if you
want. Okay.
That'd be great.
Okay, so if I advance just to the first, is that a puzzle or column?
Or that's a column.
A column. Okay, so if I just
those columns.
Duck behind that, I think it brings him just into range. 10, 15, 20, yeah. Yeah, so he's in range if I duck behind there.
Yeah, 5 feet a square, so yeah.
Yeah, and I will attack him with my blue gun.
Okay, make your roll, please.
Ooh, that's not good. What do we add to it?
Your dexterity. See, I suspect, for you.
Seven, eight, nine, 13.
Nope, you do not hit.
Nope.
Okay. Right, yeah. Okay, so next up is Salik and Miri. Yeah. Any particular preference who goes first?
I don't mind. Salik can go first.
Okay. I'm going to run in behind Ladle and can I get there? No, probably not. Don't think my speed is...
Your speed's at 25, I think.
Yeah. Well, I'll go as far as I can, so I'd probably be on the right-hand side of the pillar.
Okay.
Just to leave the way clear.
Okay, Miri?
Sorry, is it me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry. With my internet, I occasionally miss, like, a word or two, which is normally fine unless someone says, oh, archive what you're doing.
Right.
And if I miss that, I have no idea what's going on. It's all good. We're talking about getting better internet. We've not got around to it yet. So Miri's basically taking her promise seriously and is going to stand between the cultist and Vendetta with her shield out.
Okay.
And her mace.
Okay. Coriel, your turn.
Right. Well, my action that I was planning to do at the beginning was charge this guy. So I'm going to charge towards this guy.
Okay.
He says 35 feet away.
Yeah.
So can I get him in? If I move 30 feet, is he then in melee range of me or is he just 5 foot?
I mean, I think he'd just be 5 feet away unless you have a weapon that's got like reach.
I do not. So, we haven't had a short rest. So I will just double move and move up to him.
Okay, so you're in on him, but you're not attacking him. Okay.
Because I don't have the action to.
Okay. Ambride?
My walking speed is 40 feet. So I am going to walk up to the guy and hopefully hit him.
Yep. You can do that.
Please hit him. Not with that, I'm not. 9.
Nope, you do not hit him.
Oh, well.
He will try and hit you, though.
I apply disadvantage.
Okay, he has disadvantage. So he rolls... Whoa, okay. Right, yeah, he gets a total of 22. The lowest he rolled was a 17. The other was a 20. So,
well,
at least you made sure he wasn't critted.
Yeah. At least I saved you from the crit, man. Bye.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Ouch.
Yeah. Not fun.
Well, I
takes 7 points of damage.
Okay. Yeah. Amberhide did not look happy.
Yeah, because he hits you with a mace. This is despite the fact that Gwariel managed to knock his blow somewhat with his shield, so he doesn't stop you getting hit, but you have a feeling it'd be much worse if he'd been connected unobstructed. We're back to the top.
I would be on the floor.
Oh yeah. Ladle, it's your turn.
Yep. That's a bit better. 19 to hit.
Okay, yeah, you hit him.
Yay. Plus my d6. Ooh, 10 points of damage.
Ooh, nice.
And he's vexed.
So, yeah, he catches a needle into one of his softer parts. He looks decidedly unhappy at that. Salik and Miri.
Right, I'm going to... Can I squeeze in between the pillars and everyone else?
Yeah, there's space there.
Okay, I shall try and swing my battle axe. That is going to be an 18 to hit.
Okay, yep, you hit him.
Okay, I need a d10 now. D10... So that is a total of 6 points.
Okay, yeah, he gets a nasty hit off on that, so he is not looking good here. Miri, you're still guarding Vendetta?
Yep.
Guariel, it's your turn.
Cool. I'm going to move forward so that I've got both Salik and Amberhide within 5 foot of me. And then I'm going to try and gut this guy.
Okay.
Ooh, don't know. 18.
Yep, you hit him.
Okay, 18. And then my damage is... I'm only one-handing it because Guario's got his shield out. So, max damage, 12 points of damage there.
Yeah, you got him.
Yeah, I find the chink in his armor between his breastplate and his leg armor, and I just slice him across the front.
Yeah, he goes down. Interestingly, as he goes down, you realize you can still hear the sounds of combat going on around the corner.
Ooh.
Shit.
Yeah, okay, let me...
We should probably go around the corner then, eh?
Yeah, let me just clip you. Oh, no, you've got to do this first. And then that. And then... Right. Beyond the hall, a flooded chamber opens up with rough-hewn steps climbing to the south, north, and northeast. The floor buckles up above the waterline in the middle of the room, forming a small island. Corpses and doused torches float in the water around the island, atop of which two men circle each other with weapons bared. One of the men, a tall, unarmored brute with a great club and a scarred face, towers above his opponent but is gravely wounded. The smaller figure is muscular and bare-chested. He clutches a bloody dagger in one hand and a torch in the other, and has no flesh covering his skull.
Righto. Yeah. I was about to say, well, shit, we don't know who the bad guy is. Then he had no skin on his head, so fuck that guy. That looks like undead bullshit.
Yeah, they're circling each other, and then the guy with no flesh on his skull sees you. He has eyes, which is creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
He looks from you to the guy with the club, and then he dashes to the north, going up the steps. The man with the club, who is wounded, doesn't follow him, watches him leave, and then he turns to look at you. Who are you?
The guy with he's got a hell of a head start on us, right?
I mean, he is... Let me just figure out how many feet away. So if you're by that pillar at the turn of the corner there... So the island that they were circling each other on is 50 feet away.
Fuck.
And then this guy dashes to the north. It's a good 20 feet from there to the steps that he goes up.
So he could be 120 feet away from me by this point. There is no point giving chase. Right. Guariel looks as if he's going to run after the guy and then waits for somebody else more personable to speak to this chap.
More personable, you say?
Well, I was bringing up the rear because I was the furthest away, I think. Oh, no, it would have been Miri and Vendetta would have been at the back.
Yeah,
you'd be near the front, away. Yeah.
They'll probably move up at this point as everyone starts moving.
Yeah, you're out of combat at time at this point, so don't worry.
Okay. I'm probably the least threatening-looking person out of all of us, so I will put both hands up as I walk towards him and say, we've been sent here to help.
You've been sent to help? Who by?
Out of character, I can't remember that name.
A prick called Zodge.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Captain Zodge of the Flaming Fist.
I don't think we got a first name.
No, you just got Zodge. God knows what his first name is. Probably something equally stupid.
Hodge.
Hodge Zodge.
That's his fucking name.
That hurts. Oh, physical pain.
Yep.
Flaming Fist.
Who are you?
Mortlock. Mortlock Van Thumper. That slightly rings a bell.
Hang on a minute. I've got a name in my notes of Thalamira Valathumper.
Yes, Duke Thalamira Thalavamper, who was one of the little tidbits you picked up while listening to the conversations in the tavern.
Oh, yeah, she's the one who might become in charge next.
Yeah, the one of the three remaining members of the Council of Four who might take over from Duke Ravenguard, the currently missing.
Currently known tagline, more vicious than a swarm of rats.
Yeah. I suppose that's ironic. I think it's irony. I don't know, I was never good with the word things. My mother has been paying these cultists. The plan was to prove the Flaming Fist couldn't do its job and protect the city. Therefore, the city would stop paying them. Then the Flaming Fist would leave, and then my mother would have no one opposing her to become the new Grand Duke. And when that happens, Baldur's Gate can suffer the same fate as Elturel and get dragged down to the Nine Hells.
What? Okay, I'm sorry. Your mother was down with this plan?
Yes. She's the one who convinced Ravenguard to go to Elturel. You think it was a coincidence that he was there when it got dragged down? It was all part of the same scheme.
What?
She knows Krieg.
What's the benefit here?
Who's Krieg?
Thavius Krieg, High Overseer of Elturel. He's the one who summoned that big flaming ball they used to have over the city, the one that drove out the vampire and his armies. Yeah. I think he's got something to do with what happened to Elturel. I don't know the exact details, but whatever it was, he was working with my mother. Help her take over, and then get what he wanted from here.
Again, can I just go back to the first part of this? Your mother's plan was to pay these people until the point where they dragged this entire city to hell. She's aware that she lives in the city.
Oh, she wouldn't be here when it goes down. She'll have disappeared off with a whole lot of money and power by that point.
That's
all she thinks she can get to become some kind of demon lord or something. I don't know.
There's the prophet.
I see.
There's the prophet.
Exactly. She was paying the cult and using my brother and I to run them. Except apparently my brothers decided I was expendable. So they conspired with some of the cultists to get rid of me.
So your brother wasn't Mr. No Flesh who ran out the door?
Oh, no. That's Zaz. He's one of the cultists. No, my brothers, my older brother, Thirstwell, he's the one who handles all the surveillance and information. He probably already knows you're here. He's got imps hanging out all over the city reporting to him. He's at our estate. He's very sickly. He doesn't go out far. My other brother, Amric, he's the one providing the money for this. He has a money lending business he runs out of the Low Lantern Tavern. Oh, yeah, he's the favourite. Me, they don't expect much from me. They think I'm just a brute.
Sorry, the two brothers' names? The surveillance was...
Thirstwell, Thurstwell.
I feel like he should be the one in a tavern.
And then the other... And the tavern one?
The tavern one is Amric, A-M-R-I-K. And the tavern is called the Low Lantern.
What made them turn against you?
One less brother, one less share of the profits. Besides, like I said, they think I'm nothing but a brute.
Can I check if he's lying or not?
You can make me a insight roll. If anyone, anyone can make that roll if they want to.
I mean, there'd be no point.
18.
15.
Hold on. I just realised I hadn't actually messaged you the bit showing the room. Sorry, that would have been very helpful, wouldn't you? Right, so who got over 15, basically?
Me.
Yo.
Okay, yeah, no, he's telling the truth. He's telling you the truth.
What's his name?
His name is Mortlock.
Mortlock.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little bit of...
But he was involved
Is this a common thing for humans to conspire with cultists to drag entire cities to hell? I ask because it is not a common thing in the Feywild, and also seems mad, if I'm honest. Seems it's, crazy.
It's not common. Most conspiring seems to be a big thing amongst the nobility. But no offense. But the scale tends to be a lot smaller. Like, I would like to get my share of the inheritance bump off the brothers and sisters, because I want their shares as well.
Yes, I'm familiar with that sort of thing.
Yes.
Having been on the receiving end of it. However,
yeah,
dragging entire cities to hell.
Yeah, now imagine...
Two cities, let's remember.
Yes, so what she's trying to do is basically do the inheritance thing with whole cities. And to bump them off, she's getting them dragged into the hells.
I see.
She's, I'm terribly sorry to say this, but I think your mother might be some sort of monster.
Yep.
I'm still giving him the eye. What role were you playing in this before they turned against you?
I was coordinating the cultists, telling them who to take so we could get information that Mother wanted. She gave me names. I gave the names to the cultists.
Ah.
But they figured out that my brothers decided they could cut out the middleman, or rather get the cultists to quite literally cut out the middleman.
And you were just fine doing that.
Look, I'm not pretending to be a saint here. I do what I'm told. I'm tolerated by my mother at best. But if I'm going to die, I'd rather not die. So, look, you help me kill this guy. I'll tell you where the treasure they have here is, and then I leave the city. We're done. I'd suggest after that you try and get one of my brothers and use him as leverage to go after my mother. But what you do after this, I don't care. I'm leaving the city. They can consider me dead. I doubt they'll try and follow me if they think I'm still alive.
Right, so you want us to help you kill this Zaz, yes?
Yes.
And then you will give us treasure, yes?
Well, you can take the treasure if you want. I don't care. I just don't want to die. This guy's, you know, standing up there just looking at me, waiting, because he assumes you're going to come and help me try and kill him. I mean, you could probably kill me. I might take one or two of you out in the process, though, and that'd make killing him a lot harder for you.
Indeed.
Who's that guy again? Did he say that he knew him? Sorry, our character.
He's one of the cultists.
Yeah, Vaz. V-A-A-Z. Yeah. I mean, the guy has a flayed skull, so... Yeah, sounds about right.
He's probably a bad guy.
He's probably the last remaining cult leader. I'm guessing if you're here, you've killed everyone else in the facility.
Yeah.
So you've probably already managed to... Well, let me guess. You took out creepy thin woman who hangs out with a bunch of dead rats.
Check.
And some... Oh, what was her name again? The woman with the mace?
It was a big fat check. Guy who kept shouting orders.
Oh, yeah, Yignath. Yeah. Well, if you've killed them, then yes, he's the last of the leaders. They're all dead. The cult will just collapse. Even if you haven't killed all the individual cultists, without the leaders, they'll split up. They won't be a problem anymore. The Flaming Fist will be able to take care of the rest of them.
Good to know.
But, look, all I'm... I don't know. I fully agree that we should absolutely kill Zaz. And I have no intention of killing you, but if you know all this, then you're just going to leave? I think you should be trying to help.
How exactly? What, you want me to try and fight my mother and hold her power and influence? With what? With you?
Not by yourself, but if you have all this information, perhaps you could speak to the Flaming Fist and tell them everything you know.
At which point they'll hang me.
Would they really do that?
To the Flaming Fist? They'd do a lot worse. They've done a lot worse.
The expression on my face suggests that I'm already considering hanging attacking him myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there must be something you can do. You've got knowledge of your mother that no one else would have. You could absolutely find people to work with and share that information.
Make me a persuasion check.
Okay.
Miri is delightfully naive.
Let's see if she can enjoy him as well.
She's very persuasive and delightfully naive.
All right, look.
Yeah.
I will help you capture Amric. I can take you to the Lone Lantern. I can maybe help you get through the door. Well, so he was trying to kill me, so he'd probably be watching for that. But I can help you get Amric. After that, I leave the city. I'm not going to try and take down my mother. You can have all this. I'll write all this information down and give it to you, and you sign it, and you can give it to the Flaming Fists as evidence. Again, whatever you can get from Amric and whatever you can get from... If you want to go after my mother at the estate or whatever, that's... I don't mind. I'll help you that far, but that's it.
Thank you.
That sounds like a fair trade to me.
Right. Shall we... He gestures up north.
Yes, let's go kill a man without any flesh on his skull.
Okay. First, let me do a little clippy. Right.
Where's Vendetta in all of this?
She's been hanging out near the back. So okay. She stayed when Miri advanced. She didn't go with her, so she's just sort of been hanging out there. Right. So let me just find. So yep, to the area of the north. Burned torch stubs litter the floor of this hall, the western end of which is occupied by 3 6-foot-tall painted wooden statues. Each statue stands atop a 2-foot-high block of red stone, making it look taller and foreboding. The center statue resembles a heavily armored man whose face is hidden behind the fearsome visor of his helmet. He's painted red except for his right gauntlet, which is black. Clutched in this gauntlet is a blood-red spear pointed upwards. The statue to the north depicts a purple-garbed male noble wearing a harlequin mask and holding a dagger behind his back. The statue to the south portrays a black-robed skeleton with its jaw opened wide and its bony hands outstretched. And standing in front of them, sort of at the front of that wider area where the three statues are, is, yeah, Vaz, a guy with a flayed skull. You think your hired thugs will help you, Mortlock? No, you will die. Die in the name of Baal.
Oh, he's lovely.
What's an eccentric performance?
Yes, so if everyone would like to make initiative rolls, please. So.
Well, whatever I was having last session to be so high in the initiative orders has certainly worn off.
I got 23. Okay. I rolled a 19.
Okay.
How much caffeine have you been taking?
All of it.
A little vim and vigor from stabbing 4 men in their sleep. I feel much better about things.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
She absorbed their power.
It's been snorting the wind.
Snorting the what now?
She started saying it, thought better of it, and muted herself.
The Wi-Fi said no.
What? Yeah, my Wi-Fi said no. I said Ladle's been snorting the weird yellow mold.
That's
oh, right, yeah. Okay, so did anyone get higher than 23?
So I reckon Ladle's on 23 then.
Yeah, so 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15.
Yes.
Yep.
So 15 is Miriam Guariel.
Yep.
14, 13.
Yo.
13, Amberhide. And Salik, what are you on?
4.
Okay, so Salik, you are going after both Vaz, who is on 9, and Mortlock, who's on 6.
Oh.
Okay, so... yeah, so with his little speechifying there. So you guys are coming in from the stairs. You're arranged there. So you guys are about 15 feet away from him, just to let you know. So with that in mind, Ladle, you're up first.
Yep, and he's within range. So I am going to have a go in with my blue gun.
Okay.
Oh, dear. I can roll initiative. I can't roll to hit at the moment. 11, 13 to hit.
Does not hit, I'm afraid.
No. Nope.
Okay. Miri and Guariel are up next.
Cool. Do we just all agree Guariel goes first in this combat?
Yep, that suits Guariel.
Okay, Guariel, you're up.
I will move into contact with the man with no skin on his head. As I approach, I just look at him and go, fuck, you're ugly, and then I try and stab him.
I do not care what lesser mortals think of my appearance.
23.
Dear ball.
Yes, you hit him.
23. As he's doing his little speech fight, I just look at him and go, who are you calling mortal? And then I'm going to roll some damage. 10 points of damage.
Okay. Right. There. You managed to cut into him. He doesn't really seem to notice. He's too high on his being not nutty. Nuttier than a fruit nut.
Being fucking bonkers.
Yes. Miri.
High on his own supply.
A supply of bullshit.
Were you high? High of a ball.
Right. So I'm guessing Vendetta is going to be hanging back at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah, she is hanging back at the bottom of the stairs, nervously watching and being ready to possibly bolt if you all die.
Okay. Miri's basically going to stand near the top of the stairs in such a way that, you know, she'll let the people behind her pass, but if anyone who looks like trouble tries to come this way, she's in the way.
Okay.
And a sacred flame.
Right, so she's going to do a sacred flame.
Yeah, so he needs a dex saving throw versus 13.
Just to let you know, he gets advantage on that roll. He has magic resistance. So he needs to make a dex save against 13, was that? Okay. Yeah. His dex save is... ooh, fucking hell. He dodges that with ease.
Cool.
He got a 20. Well, he rolled a 20, so he crit dodged that.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Amberhide, you're up next.
I will attempt to hit him with a quarterstaff.
Okay.
Have you moved up next to me?
I would have done to get into range. I somehow think a 10 is not going to hit.
Nope, you do not hit him.
I can't remember if Flurry of Blows requires me to actually hit.
I think we checked and it didn't.
No, after you take the attack action on your turn, you can spend one key point.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Spend a key. Flurry of Blows. Does a 23 hit?
Yes, a 23 does.
Cool. He takes 8 damage.
Okay, he takes 8 damage. Except he doesn't. You hit him. You know you hit him, and you hit him hard. And he just looks at you. He has unstoppable. 3 times a day, he can reduce the damage he takes from an attack to 0.
Well, cool. I hit him again.
Okay, another flurry of blows?
The flurry of blows is 2 attacks. So.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, he no-sold the first one, but let's see what you want to say.
Second attack. Okay. 23.
Yeah, that hits.
And 8. That's an odd coincidence, but
yeah.
Sure.
Well, hey, yeah. Yeah, okay, so you whack him again. This time he definitely feels it.
Found you in a bit, Sonny.
He snarls at you and make me a wisdom saving throw.
A wisdom saving throw, you say?
Mm-hmm.
13.
You are stunned till the end of your next turn.
Oh, well.
Oof.
I did get in a proper growl, though.
Yeah. He has stunning gaze. Because, you know, when you're a flayed skull with eyeballs, you're very fucking scary looking. So now, Gwariel, he's coming at you with the two daggers he's wielding.
Cool.
Oh, no, yeah. No, one dagger. He had a torch and a dagger. Sorry. So he just attacks you twice with the dagger. So let's see. Two attack rolls. That's a 12 and a 23. So I'm guessing only one of those
hits. Yes, a 23 will hit me.
Okay. All right. That's 9 damage.
Okay. That definite. Wariel doesn't look healthy, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Mortlock is up now. He thunders over and swings with his great club at this guy. Hits with the first one and does that, and then he lands 2 thunderous blows on the guy. First one connects. Second one connects, but again, he just sort of shrugs it off. He's looking somewhat battered, though. Salik, it's your turn.
Okay, I'll be moving up, assuming there's room for in this little party.
Yeah, there's enough space that you could get in.
That is a 19 to hit.
You hit him.
And then with a nice two-handed swing, that is a total of 4 damage.
Okay.
Which is slashing, if that makes a difference.
Not in this particular circumstance, but always good to know. Okay. Right. So. Right. So we're back to the top. Ladle.
I will try and hit him again with my blowpipe.
Okay.
It's a bit better. 21 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
Yep, and he's vexed as well, which I call vexed as. That's a vex.
The next attack has advantage.
Yes. Oh, so I could have rolled 2 dice there.
No, because you've got to hit him. You missed him.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm thinking of the last one. Mm. Okay, I'm good. I'm just tired. Sorry.
Damage.
Damage. D4 plus 4 plus a D6. 5, 6, 7, 11 points of damage.
Ooh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Blood's flowing fairly freely now from him. Gwariel, you're up.
So Gwariel is looking quite broken at this point, but he'll sort of shrug his shoulders, duck under the guy's dagger and try and slice up into his armpit. Okay. 24.
Yep, that hits.
So let's see. Wow. He's not going to like me. I do 12 points of damage.
Okay. Damn you. Damn you. Amhide, unfortunately, you are stunned until the end of your turn. So you are now unstunned. Vaz turns his baleful glare upon you, Gwariel. Make me a wisdom saving throw, please.
I mean, I'd love to, but I've got a -1 in wisdom.
Well, you never know. Give it a try.
Total of 16.
Yeah, you boss. Like, trying to take me out with your googly eyes? Fuck you.
You'll find your petty magic doesn't work on the Fae.
Now he tries to stab you.
Yeah, I thought he might.
Well, he fucking doesn't with a 10? Oh no, 12. But yeah, 12 is not going to hit you.
No.
Oof. A 25 will, though.
Yeah, 25 will.
Okay, that is... That's a 7.
Okay. Guariel is still up.
Okay. Right. Mortlock is going to try and whack this motherfucker. Did not with the first one. Second attempt does hit. He dodges the first blow, but can't dodge the second one. Salik, it's your turn.
Did we miss my turn?
Yeah, Miri hasn't done
it. Oh, right. Sorry. Yes, we did. Sorry. Miri, yes?
I mean, I feel like Guariel might care about my turn because Miri's going to run in and do a cure wounds on Guariel.
Thank you. I'm on one sorry. Hit point.
Yeah. Have another. What's my spellcasting ability modifier? Have another 8.
Yay! Back good. To where I was before he hit me.
Oh, it's what I can do.
Yeah, I know.
Level 2.
It means it's going to take him a little bit longer to kill me. I don't mind. I was on one hit point, so.
Yeah, so back to Salik.
Back to Salik, sorry, yes.
Right, okay. I shall go for another swing.
Okay.
That is a 21 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
And that's going to be 4. I can't remember what I had. So that's 5 points.
Okay. He is looking really hurt now. Really hurt. Ladle, it's up to the top to you.
Remember, you've got advantage on this attack.
Mm-hmm.
Help me turn my microphone back on.
Yep.
That's a 23 to hit.
Okay, yep.
And then same again. Apple 8, 12. 12 points of damage.
You see the needle go in. You see it go in. You see it go into his neck, and he just reaches in and rips it out. And yeah, he you know that should have been a fatal wound, and he just ignored it.
Ooh.
Yeah. On the bright side,
cultists.
That's his last use of that. So Miri and Guariel. Guariel, I'm guessing you're first, yet.
So Guariel was like literally about to drop dead. There was blood coming out of all of the bits of his armor. Then Miri runs up behind him, puts a hand on his back, heals him up. He sees the dart go in, and he's like, fuck this guy. I'm going to jump in the air and try and stab him directly in the neck, right where Ladle just darted him.
Okay,
I am not going to do that.
Okay. What did you get?
I got a mighty 8 to hit.
Yeah, no.
I don't.
Swats you aside.
Yeah.
Miri.
On the bright side, Goril, I've just realised you get an extra +3 because of my Disciple of Life.
Yay! So, I'm in double digits.
Exciting times. So I'm going to go back to trusty Sacred Flame and back to my position at the top of the stairs.
Okay. He will try and do his saving. He got advantage on the saving throw. So it's a 14, was it?
13.
13. Okay, let me roll those. Ooh. It's Dex, isn't it? Yeah. He avoids that.
Fair enough.
Not as easily as the previous time, admittedly.
He's been worn down.
Yeah. Amhide, you're up.
I am no longer stunned. Having come to my senses, I wish to hit this man.
Okay.
20?
Yep, that was a nat 20 or just 20 in total?
Soft 20.
Okay, yeah, that hits.
6.
There's a crack.
Yay.
And he judders slightly, and you see cracks spreading along his skull, and then his skull just falls away.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's like a brain and some eyeballs and Ew. And he just collapses in a heap. Dead. So dead. So very dead.
I mean, I'm going to hit him a few more times to make sure he's dead. But
oh, yeah. No, yeah. He's dead. He's fucking dead, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
He's no sort of really heavy hits. Thing.
Yeah, that's true. But he used all of his abilities to tank the heavy hits. So, yeah.
Excellent. Right.
Right. So.
I'm going to suggest we have a sit down for a little while. Because I most certainly can't do another fight like this for a little while.
Okay, so you're taking a short rest?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I'll collect some of my needles, just dig them back out of him. Like, bleh.
I don't actually have any hit dice left to spend on healing, but it does mean I get my second wind and action surge back.
Has this guy got any interesting books on him?
Nope. He does not have any books on him. He just has a dagger, and well, that's it. Yeah, he's got a dagger.
Is it a nice dagger?
It's a dagger.
It's better than the one I already have.
Well used. No, it's it's pretty the same as the one you have currently. To be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Guariel basically just finds a corner and just sits down in it for a bit. Because, yeah, he's looking pretty fucked.
Is there anything in this room apart from the three statues?
In this room, no.
What's the barbarian chap doing?
Mortlock's just sitting down and having a rest as well. He's got his back to the wall, sort of facing towards you guys.
And Vendetta as well.
Yeah, Vendetta is, well, she's staying away from him, but she's basically sticking close to Miri.
Okay.
She's
going to
sit cross-legged and keep an eye on people.
Okay, so there is still the door at the east side.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to investigate that.
Well, after a short rest, Quarrio pulls himself back up to his feet. Right, come on then. Let us complete this mission. And he'll stomp over to the door.
Okay. You go in there, yeah, so there's 9 wooden crates in a room. All of them have their tops off. 6 of them are empty. The other 3 seem to have stuff in them.
Okay.
I have a rummage.
Yeah, you have a rummage. You find 10 days of rations, a bag of 20 caltrops.
What's a caltrop?
Like the little things you throw on the floor to they're spiky and if you stand on them it hurts.
They're a spikier version of a D4.
Yeah.
And, and they are made of steel. There's a reason I call D4s the Caltrop dice.
Yeah. 3 flasks.
20 of those. Hang on.
A bag of 20, yeah.
20 Caltrops.
Yeah. 3 flasks of alchemist's fire. Napalm, basically.
Uh-huh.
6 sets of manacles. 4 tinder boxes, 9 daggers, and 4 potions of healing.
Ooh, that's good. Who among us doesn't have potions of healing at the moment?
I don't.
You should probably take at least one. Has everybody else got at least one?
I have one.
So what was before potions of healing?
Before the potions of healing was 9 daggers.
I don't have one written down. So
what was the first item before the caltrops?
First item was
10 days of rations.
10 days of rations.
Right. So if Miri doesn't have a healing potion and Ladle doesn't have a healing potion, Amberhide, you've got one. Salik, do you have one?
I believe I have one, yes.
Okay. Do we want to give Ladle and Miri 2 each, because they usually are the ones behind us.
I have no problem with this plan.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so I've got 2 healing potions now, yeah?
Yeah, and Miri gets the other 2. Because I've got 2 on me. Because I bought 2.
I spent my money on poison, not potions.
I spent my money on healing potions so I could heal you.
Aww.
I bought healer's kits.
I've got one of those as well.
And then I don't think I had much money left afterwards.
What's this alchemist's fire for?
You throw it at people and they catch
burning
fire.
Things.
Yeah, I'll read the description. This sticky adhesive fluid ignites when exposed to air. As an action, you can throw this flask up to 20 feet, shattering it on impact. Make a ranged attack against a creature or object, treating the alchemist's fire as an improvised weapon. On a hit, the target takes 1d4 fire damage at the start of each of its turns. The creature can end this damage by using its action to make a DC 10 dex check to extinguish the flames.
Okay, is that... Do you need, like, a proficiency in that?
It's an improvised weapon, so unless you've got improvised weapons, which very few people other than fighters get, you'll be rolling with disadvantage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this any use to anyone as a ranged weapon then? Because I'm already quite ranged.
I will happily take one.
How do thrown weapons work?
You basically make a dex d20 roll.
Dex. Oh, that's my good one. Yeah, I'll take a couple of those.
Well, it's got three, so...
I'll take one.
I guess I'll take two then, if nobody else wants one.
I am quite happy having a bag of daggers, but does anyone else want one? Because there's nine to go around.
I've already got a dagger, thank you.
Do I have a dagger? No, I have javelins. I'll take a dagger.
Yeah, anyone else want a dagger? I'm giving them out like candy today. One dagger for you, one dagger for you, one dagger for you. Daggers for everyone.
What does a dagger do in terms of damage?
1d4 plus either strength or dexterity.
Yeah.
Ah, I think my claws sit in for that. Because they're 1d4 plus 4 on my dex bonus.
I don't have a dagger, but I don't know if I'd actually use it.
I mean, as someone who has built-in daggers, it's really handy.
It is better to have and not need than need.
I can sort of see Ladle just pushing a dagger on her anyway.
Yeah, have a dagger, darling. Have a dagger, sweetie. Hey, just put a dagger in your right. I'm putting a dagger in your pocket.
You've gone how long without having a dagger? Come on, take one.
How do you not have a dagger on you? How many daggers do I have left over? Who took a dagger?
So far, you're down to 7. Plus the one you took off fast. So technically 8.
My bag is rattling.
We're going to have an interesting stop off at the store.
I don't think we have any use for manacles. Do we have a use for manacles?
You never know. We might need to capture people. I say we should keep hold of them.
Well, we're going to have one each then because I'm not lugging them around myself.
Okay.
To go with your dagger, dear. To go with your dagger. I put that in your pocket as well.
Here, we're going to kit you out ready for this BDSM party.
I came to this city to meet new people, but this is a whole step beyond.
Very useful, these. Yes, yes.
Meet new people, manacle them, and stab them.
Stab them.
Have we checked all of the rooms up this end now?
There is... Okay, I thought I posted that. Hold on. There is that little one off the end there.
Okay, let's go and have a little looky-looks. And then we've got to go back to that door that went south.
Well, you can do, although Mortlock did say that you'd killed most of the leaders now, so...
That's it's like desecrating altars, though.
Wooden crate is stored in this otherwise empty alcove. It's got 5 torches in it.
Okay, cool.
Okay. There was also the southern steps off of the room with the island on.
I'm just going to have a knock at the bottom of this wooden crate just to make sure there isn't like a secret panel or something.
Make me a perception check.
Perception or investigation? It doesn't really matter because they're both shit for me, but still.
Investigation, actually, yeah. That's meant to be.
10.
No, there's no false bottom.
Okay. Let's go and check out them south stairs then.
Mm-hmm. Right. A short flight of stairs climbs to a circular chamber with 4 padlocked wooden chests piled in the middle of them.
Ooh. Padlocked. That means they think these contain expensive daggers.
Have we still got that ring of keys?
Yes, you do.
I'm going to start trying them.
Yeah. Eventually you are able to unlock each of the chests.
Great.
You open one to find a whole lot of copper pieces and two red crystal vials with gold stoppers. Another one contains a whole bunch of silver.
Do you mind if we do them one at a time and just divvy them up among the party? What was the first one?
Okay, so the first one, if you're divvying them up, contains 4,500 copper pieces and two red crystal vials with golden stoppers.
Jesus.
So 4,500 between five people is
900.
900 each. Okay.
In copper. Cool.
The next one has...
Okay, is there anything to identify the red vials?
Need an alchemist, won't we?
Have an alchemist kit.
Oh, yeah, you have an alchemist kit. You're quickly able to figure out those are potions of fire.
Oh, no, wait,
breath.
Hang on. No, I didn't. No, I don't have an alchemist kit. I do apologise. I swapped it out for a poisoner's kit.
Ah, yes. Yes, I remember now.
You'll have to take them to an alchemist.
You'll have to take them to an alchemist.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Red liquid.
Who wants to take them for now?
Stoppers.
Who's carrying them? I mean, I've got everything I need to check it back at mine, probably.
Okay, do you want to take them for now?
Okay. Two vials.
What's in the next chest?
The next chest has 10 eye agates and 1,250 silver pieces.
So work out
250 divided by 5 is 250.
Yep.
250 silver.
Yep, 250 silver each.
And was 10 eye baggots.
Eye agates. Yeah, they're gems.
Okay, so we get two each of those?
Mm-hmm.
Two eye agates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're very cool.
Yep. The next one contains a delicate porcelain dragon mask. Resting on a bed of 2,400 copper pieces and 500 silver pieces.
So another 100 silver pieces each. 2,500 gives us another 500.
2,400.
Oh, 2,400.
So 480 each copper.
480 copper. And 350 silver so far.
And a mask we haven't identified.
I will gladly take the mask.
Mm-hmm.
What was the description for the mask again?
A delicate porcelain dragon mask.
I have no idea what it is.
It's a thing you put on your face.
I will gladly take it.
Okay. And the fourth chest contains a bronze crown with five spires. Each spire is shaped and painted to resemble one of the five kinds of chromatic dragons. Black, blue, green, red, and white.
It's a bit shiny.
Not touching that with a barge pole. Somebody else can take that thing.
I've never seen anything like it.
Does anyone want to make me a religion check?
I was going
to
say, is it magical?
Yes.
Way outside of my purview.
21 with a natural 20.
20.
Okay. Natural. Yeah, that is. You're pretty sure that's meant to represent Tiamat.
Represent or have, actual powers?
You're pretty sure it doesn't have any actual powers. You think it's just related to the religious worship of Tiamat, the five-headed draconic goddess. And the more you think about it, the porcelain mask, you get the feeling this stuff might all have been got from worshippers of Tiamat?
So, either these guys were going for some serious cosplay, or they were mugging worshippers of Tiamat. Because I'm not sure that crown has got any actual power, per se, but it is definitely the sort of thing that they would be using to represent She of the Five Colours, shall we say.
Mortlock looks over at it. Well, that tracks. This was what my brother used to pay off the cultists. So if we got hold of that, in all likelihood, we got that from cultists who nicked it from worshippers of Tiamat.
Uh-huh. Charming.
Yeah. Might want to be careful with that. Tiamat's known to be a bit proprietary. Yeah.
I'm going to leave the crown where it is. Actually, can I have a look at the dragon mask? Does it fit in with the same sort of vibe?
Guariel holds it up for you to look at.
It does. It's mostly white, but there are sort of five coloured, I guess, sort of indentations in it, one for each of the chromatic colours.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that fits as a Tiamat
theme. I will point that out to Guariel, just sort of, you know, not quite touching the mask as I point out the indents.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you think it's better to leave these things here, or should we, well, stop them falling into the hands of other cultists?
I am certainly not touching that crown.
The crown I'm certainly not bringing with me.
The mask... I would say it's definitely associated with Tiamat worship, but I'm not an expert, so I wouldn't be worrying about that.
Is there like a temple or something we can return these to that they belong to?
I mean, potentially, but Tiamat is very much an evil god.
Yeah, temples of Tiamat aren't in cities. They tend to be built within the layers of long dead dragons.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know nothing about religion at all. It's a
no, they're
blind
fair
spot
enough
for me.
Yeah.
So
like yeah.
These names mean nothing to me. So
yeah. Ladle will have heard of Tiamat, but you know, not she wouldn't be able to tell you much beyond five headed dragon god evil.
Tiamat sucks.
Okay.
Yeah. Tiamat is not nice. Not related to, in any way, the actual real-life Mesopotamian goddess Tiamat. That's just where they nicked the name from.
Uh-huh. Okay. So the crown is valuable but evil?
Well, I mean, I don't even necessarily know evil. It's just it represents something evil.
And
so,
their followers tend to be touchy about that sort of thing.
Yeah.
What's it made of?
Bronze.
So not, you know, the most valuable, but it is a worked jewelry item.
Yeah, you'd get some, you reckon you'd get maybe a couple hundred gold pieces from it, depending on the right buyer.
Could it be melted down so it doesn't look like a dragon god's thing anymore?
I mean, in theory, yes, it's bronze. You could get it, you could take it to a smithy.
That's certainly my plan with the mask.
Can you smelt porcelain?
No. What you do is you grind it into a powder and add water.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, if nobody else is going to take it, then I don't see any harm in wrapping it up and tucking it in the bottom of my bag under my many, 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 many daggers.
Yep.
Okay.
The porcelain mask is going in my...
I'm not superstitious about this kind of thing. I'm just going to pocket a bronze trinket and make it a different shape so cultists don't come after me.
Okay, right. So, given the time, I think, shall we leave it there?
Yep, we have one room remaining, which is the one we had remaining at the beginning of the night. God damn it!
Yeah, the one all the way back at the three-way junction. Okay, right. So, I'll do the outro then.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. If you have, please do give us likes and good 5-star reviews wherever it is you listen to us on. You can find us on various places that I don't remember, but mostly at thecultoftandice.net. You can find us on Blue Sky at cultandice.bsky.social, I think.
I think it's .com, actually.
.com? Cult of Tea and Dice on Blue Sky. Yeah. You'll find us. We're very easy to find. And thank you and good night. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.